Welcome to the Perfume Room. It is Friday, December 8th. I am recording this at like 6:15 p.m. I just had a glass of wine. I'm feeling a little delirious. So let's see how this goes. But I wanted to put out a special episode for you, especially this time of year, because I've gotten several requests asking for my picks for the best fragrant gifts, etc. So this is it. This is your official holiday gift guide episode. My gift guide is a mix of things that I want, things that I will be giving, and also requests from you for people who DM me in the last few weeks asking me for help with figuring out the perfect fragrant gift for somebody in your life. I have picked a handful of those messages, and I'm going to try and answer them in this episode. Also, I am realizing I did not share my scent of the day, and my scent of the day is important because it is a new obsession. It is the newest launch from the brand, the maker, and it is called Lover. Now, I was generously gifted this bottle, and I was invited to their launch party, and this fragrance is incredible. She is a fig. You know I'm particular about fig, but this is a masterpiece. And of course, who is behind it? None other than our friend, Frank Vogel. This is like a musky, cocooning, but also like starchy, lactonic fig. Like there's a smell that feels, I'm smelling it right now because I sprayed it on my sweatshirt. I'm gonna smell it and talk about it. So you obviously have that very green feel from fig, and maybe there's specifically like fig leaf in here, but there's something that feels almost like a banana lactone. Like there's something a little creamy, a little like yellow floral banana-y, but also it's very anchored in a sort of like grainy, starchy iris. I am not looking at the fragrance pyramid. I could be talking out of my ass right now, but that is just particularly what I am smelling. Imagine if you isolated sort of that like green but like starchy figginess that you get in something like Gris Charnel, but then you added this like distinctly creamy, bright lactonic feel, and then you just added cocooning musk around it. It is so good. Really coming in under the wire, but I might add it to my list of favorite 2023 launches. And I don't want to speak too soon, but I feel like this is going to be a very popular fragrance. I will also just share a little anecdote, which is that in the gift bag from this event, there were these like chocolate mushrooms, or like, I guess people in the know would say mushroom chocolates. I feel like I'm flipping them around, from a brand called Alice, but I know nothing about shrooms. It's like, for everyone who dabbles, I love that for you. Personally, I have a little too much anxiety, and I just don't think it would be a good experience for me. So I thought that these were like magic shrooms. I was like, wow, you know, it's 2023. This is a cool conceptual brand. I have now been gifted like shrooms. And my cousin came over, and I asked them, like, do you want to take these? Because, like, I can't do that. I'm not in the headspace. And they looked at the ingredient list, and they were like, Emma, it's lion's mane, which is, like, it's, like, something you can buy at Whole Foods. So, yeah, I was not gifted magical mushrooms at the Maker launch party. Okay, enough of my blabbering. Let's get into the gift guide. The first thing I want to talk about is stocking stuffers. Stocking stuffers are the perfect fragrant gifts to give. Let's face it, if you listen to this podcast, you are probably as deep into fragrance as I am, and people in your life probably know you as the fragrant friend. Thus, it would be very apropos of you to give a fragrant gift. But maybe these people don't love fragrance as much as you do, which is why like the stocking stuffer kind of fragrance gift, the thing that's like under $55, is the perfect starting point. I'm trying also to share, if you listened to the holiday gift guide episode last year, I'm trying to like diversify my answers and keep this like feeling like 2023, like the things that I really enjoyed the most this past year. So with that said, the discovery sets of 2023, where like every single fragrance was a banger, are as follows. One, Maison Detto. You know I have talked about this brand. I feel like every single scent in this line has a signature scent quality to it. From that discovery set, my personal favorites are Noisette, as you know, which is such a good, like, cocooning, musky aura scent. I also love Canon, which is like this, like, clovey, spicy, floral tuberose. It is just so damn pretty. Macanudo is like this, like, interesting, like, green, soily, nutty vetiver. Rotano, as I've mentioned to you, just feels like life. It's like animalic, it's floral, it's sweet, it's soft, it's woody, it's just beautiful. Okay, the next Discovery set that I just can't recommend enough, though I do have an issue with the Discovery set, and I will tell you what that is the La Perla Haute Parfumerie collection. This is the Discovery set of, if you've seen me post about it, the fragrances where the bottles are like a beautiful colored glass, and then they all have a distinct, beautiful ball cap. I have the smaller size of My Day, and it comes with like the perfect shade of purple ball cap, which just like makes me so happy. And I know that I've talked about this before on this podcast. It's a very weird thing to bring up, but I feel like the color purple of the ball cap of La Perla My Day feels like a vintage balloon. It feels like a balloon animation that you would see in like the 80s or the 90s that just doesn't exist anymore. If this resonates with you, let me know. I can't explain why this is, but it is. Anyway, I forget how many fragrances come in that pack, but I feel like it's like 8 or 10. It's a lot. It's like the whole collection. They're all beautiful. I really think there's something for everyone in there. My issue with this set, which was originally something that I thought was adorable, is that all the flacons have these little like ball cap caps that sort of mimic the full-size bottles, and they break so easily. So unfortunately, the more you like a fragrance, the more you open it, the more likely it is to just sort of like disintegrate off the bottle. And that happened to me with 3 of the samples in the kit. But I do think the juice is so good that I still recommend it. I feel like these shouldn't come as shocks to you guys because these are things that I've been talking about all year as my sort of like obsessions. But the next Discovery kit that I gotta recommend is the R-Side Discovery set. And that one is smaller. So that is like really like in terms of the size too, feels very stocking stuffery. It has 3 fragrances in it. All of them are absolutely wonderful. Dusk, Moondust, and Nostalgia. Nostalgia is like a juicy, minty, citrusy, but like indolic, vintage-esque, midnight blooming jasmine fragrance. Moondust feels sort of like you're like on like some sort of like retreat. It's a little bit aromatic. It's calming. It's bergamot. It's vetiver. And then Dusk just feels like sexy evening. Like this is what you're going to wear to like go out on the town. There are so many other Discovery sets that I adore. I feel like those were 3 that were like very big discoveries for me of this past year. I also love the Kismet Olfactive Discovery set. It's so, so cute. And all of the fragrances, especially if you were at the swap last week, as you know, are just stunning. And I've been having this like newfound love affair with Nymphaea, which was a fragrance I've always liked, but I did spray it on myself before I left Shabby's lab last week. And it just has this sexy, mossy, musky rose feel to it. Yes, it's dewy and petally, but the background musks just give this sort of like je ne sais quoi chic oomph to it. Actually, while we're on the topic, just this is a very train of thought episode, but another fragrance that is very different from Nymphaea, but I would put in that same category of like, whoa, you are a dewy, soft, petally floral, and yet somehow you are so chic and sexy and mossy, would be Alma de Rosario from Maison Cyr, which I don't even think they sell with their retail partners. Like, I don't think it's on the Lucky Scent website. I don't think it's on the Twisted Lily website. I feel like you have to get it from Maison Cyr directly, but it opens like some sort of dewy, petally floral you've smelled before, but then it dries down with like this like glossiness, this very sexy muskiness. It's so good. Less of a discovery set, but more of a stocking stuffer. And this was also a recent thing you heard on the podcast, but again, these things come up because they are wonderful, is Marissa Zappos Tragedy Oil. I feel like that would be a perfect stocking stuffer. The price point is $55. It's a rollerball. It lasts a long time. The story behind it is amazing. And it has a sort of vintage fracas vibe with like this added like clovey, fir balsam, Christmassy, potpourri kind of veil over it. And it's just, it's so pretty. An amazing stocking stuffer to gift your friend or yourself is my special Lucky Scent 10-Scent Holiday Pack, which features 10 of my favorite wares and discoveries and releases of 2023. To be clear, they didn't all come out this year. I think several of them did, but they're all things that I either discovered this year or were just things I wore very frequently this year. And if you want to learn more about what's in that pack, you have two amazing opportunities. One is that this Thursday on December 14th, so mark your calendars, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, I am going live with Lucky Scent on Instagram with Dana and Steve from Lucky Scent, whom I love. And we are going to go through the pack in detail. So if you ordered the pack and it arrives by then, you can smell it along with us. And of course, I'm doing a smell club this month. And as I'm speaking, there is one singular spot left. So I don't think it'll be available by the time this episode comes out. But if it is, sign up. We're going to do a little like fun holiday party. We're going to smell through the pack together. It is going to be a wonderful time. And I haven't even told you the best part about this pack, which is the gift with purchase. If you order the pack and you fall in love with any of the bottles in the pack, as I have, and you order any bottle in the pack, you get one free Acro Discovery set and one free Obvious Parfum Discovery set. Both of these are discovery sets that I absolutely adore as well. These are also past Perfume Room guests, so you could smell through the discovery set as you listen to the episode. And I also just feel like this is the gift that keeps giving, because if you gift yourself the Perfume Room Lucky Scent Holiday Pack, then you get a bottle of your favorite juice. You also have the ability to get two free gifts to give to other people, but a boom, but a bang, all your Christmas shopping is done. Am I selling you? Is this working? Thank you. I want to share two more things before I get to your specific questions. One, I obviously have to share my favorite candles of 2023, or like the candles that I just think make the most amazing gifts. So I have to tell you that Trudon candles, I mean, you're all listening, you're probably like, yes, Emma, we know. But there are two Trudon candles that I had the pleasure of smelling this past year that if anybody gifted me, I would just be like, you have a place in my home whenever you would like. And those two candles from Trudon are Abd El Kader, which is their Moroccan mint tea candle, which if you've ever had Moroccan mint tea, it is so photorealistic. It is very minty, but it is very sweet. It's just, oh, it's so, so beautiful. And the sillage is huge and it's so fresh and warm and sweet at the same time. Because of the mintiness, there's like nothing about it that would ever be cloying. It just feels like a breath of fresh air. And then the other one that I smelled recently in Bloomingdale's and like had a moment and needed to collect myself was Spiritus Sancti. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. But it is like incense and fir balsam, but also like aromatic and like mentholated with like eucalyptus, a little bit fresh with some orange and a little bit woody. And it is just luxury in a vessel. These fragrances are both so expensive, which is why I feel like they have to be recommended as a gift, because like I don't think most people are going out and dropping that kind of money on just like, let me get this from my bedroom. If you are, more power to you. I love that for you. We can all learn from you. But I'm going to get on my soapbox and tell you why expensive candles make the best gifts. Because people have a hard time in their daily lives, people equals me, justifying spending like $120 for a candle, right? Because you can find candles that are like $30 that are like lovely to burn. However, if somebody gifted you a $125 candle, you would feel seen, you would feel nurtured, you would feel loved, you would feel validated. And as a giver of a gift, I feel like being in the like $100 range or like low $100 range, even in like the $70 range, is often like sort of where people are looking to spend for a holiday gift for somebody they love. And I just feel like, stocking stuffers aside, giving people things that they are never going to spend their own money on, but will be so, so happy to have and will feel so luxurious having, make for the best gifts. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Okay, two more burns I got to talk about because they've just been so, so, so good. Maison Detto makes candles of their fragrances, and Brianna gifted me Macanudo, and that fragrance I'm going to repurchase when I am done. Well, first off, the vessel is beautiful. I'm going to save it. But it smells so comforting. Somehow it gives you like, yes, that vetiver feel and that sort of like outdoor, like terroir soil feel. But it feels also sort of like a hug, a little bit like a cashmere sweater. It smells very comforting in a space and it's not overpowering at all. I like to put it on during the day when I'm working, or like at night if we're just like watching TV and like drinking some wine. Okay. The final candle I want to talk about, and I can't remember if I have talked about this on the pod before, but I probably have because it's that good, is what I'm going to say is the perfect Christmas candle. And that candle is Harlem Candle Co. White House Gingerbread. Now, the reason this candle is so good is because if you make a Venn diagram, okay, of like a perfect gourmand candle or like people who love like warm vanilla sugar, but maybe are like aging out of it or want something a little less cloying, yada, yada, but you still like the idea of burning something that smells edible. And then you take the people who want the most photorealistic Christmas candles that they can get their noses on. They want their house to smell like a Christmas tree. White House Gingerbread is going to be the perfect in between. It's got all those gourmand feels, but in like a very like gingerbread, ginger, cinnamon way. So it's not like cloying or nauseating, but still so comforting. And then it does feel like a little bit piney, a little bit fir balsam. I definitely get like cinnamon and clove and like the spices you would put in like mulled wine. And it just is so comforting. I will say I did try to hold out with this candle and not burn it until this time of year so that it specifically could be associated with like the holidays. And then I was like feeling in a rut in the middle of like a hot day in August. And I was just like, I just want that Christmas candle. And so on a hot, sweltering day, in the throes of a New York City summer, I burned White House Gingerbread and played Justin Bieber Mistletoe. And I can tell you that both that song and this candle are incredibly versatile and are excellent year-round. Okay, before I get to personal gifts I'm giving and your request, I want to share some fragrance-adjacent gifts that I just think are absolutely delightful, and I personally would be so, so happy to receive any of them. So you know I've talked about the Madeleine graphite candle like numerous times on this podcast in multiple episodes. It smells so good. But the first time I ever smelled that scent was actually on these like lava rocks that they have. And that I think would be a beautiful, it's a fragrance gift, but it's not a candle and it's not a perfume. I think that would be such a good bougie gift. And again, perfect because you're probably not spending that kind of money on yourself. I know it's like over $100, but if somebody gave that to you, my God. And then another candle adjacent gift that I think would be amazing would be a candle warmer. If you are somebody who falls asleep with candles on, or you just like don't want to worry about like having like a dirty burn in your apartment, or you want them to burn evenly, or you just want something that's a little bit safer than lighting a candle, I feel like a candle warmer is the next big thing. I saw one on Amazon that looks good. I don't have one yet, but I do really want one. So there's one that's $30 on Amazon, and the brand is called like Sokvisi. I'm probably butchering the pronunciation, but it's Sokvisea. And it just has like a sort of like contemporary, sort of like Danish kind of look to it. Very nice, very neutral, and it just feels very luxurious. Another fragrance adjacent gift that you have asked me about before and I haven't been able to really weigh in because like I haven't explored the category is hair perfume. Now, the reason I haven't explored this category is because like if you've ever even met me in person, I have short hair. I always wear it up. I'm just like, I don't put that much energy or thought into my hair, including the scent of it. Maybe I should. But I was in the Goop store killing time a few months ago, and I saw that the hair brand Crown Affair had a hair perfume, and I tried it, and it was amazing. It was very like aromatic, very like sort of like herbal and like woody herbal, I would say. But really like calming, spa-like, pretty. And my boyfriend was with me and he was like, your hair smells amazing. And I will say it didn't make it greasy. It didn't change the texture of it. So I really like that one. And then the other one that I recently tried, I was in the Diptyque store when I bought Benjoin Boheme and they have Eau de Rila as a hair perfume. And Eau de Rila is a sort of like leathery raspberry scent. Like if you know like Tom Ford Tuscan leather, if you know any sort of like berry leathery scents, obviously this is different. It's a beautiful scent. I really like it, but you can get the idea of it. So if you like the idea of that as a hair perfume, I feel like that would be a really fun gift to give to yourself or to give to a friend. And if you want to know the fragrances that I purchased to myself as gifts to myself that I have worn the most this year, my favorite personal fragrance gifts have been Benjoin Boheme. As you know, I bought a second bottle. I'm very happy about all my Serge Lutton purchases this year, including my most recent repurchase of Saint Thomas' School. I've been wearing Chypre Rouge a lot. Very happy about that one. And I bought myself two La Perla scents that I wear all the time. And those are La Perla My Day, which is just like the perfect cocoony but bright aldehydic, but like sort of like sweatery, carroty, rooty, starchy orris iris scent, as well as Once Upon a Garden, which I just feel like is just this like bright, juicy, fun, happy floral with some interesting sort of like spicy and mossy base notes that give it some really nice depth and dimension. Okay, this is a very stream of consciousness episode, but I'm realizing there are some more fragrant adjacent gifts that I didn't talk about that I just need to put into the world. Okay, one, I think anything from Officine Bouli would be such a bougie, amazing gift. You know my recent obsession with the potato carrot scent that they came out with in their special Jardin collection. I just feel like all of those scents also have a corresponding lotion, dry oil. They make so many good body lotions. They even make like $30 toothpaste with like notes you can't even conceive of, like a eucalyptus apple toothpaste. It's the epitome of like gifts you didn't know you needed. And with that, gifts you absolutely don't need. But if somebody gave it to you, you'd be like, you see me? Like, I've never thought about brushing my teeth with an apple toothpaste. But now that I know that an apple toothpaste exists, I don't think I can go on with my Sensodyne. Yeah, I'll say it on record. I'm a Sensodyne girly. Another French brand that gives me very similar vibes, like very different aesthetic, but same idea of just like ultimate luxury. You don't need it, but you'd be so happy to come across it and to have it in your bathroom is Bien Aimé 1935. Again, they make these like adorable little soaps. They make liquid soaps. They make bar soaps. They make these candles that come in these beautiful ceramic vessels. These are just gifts that if someone gifted it, you would just be like, you knocked it out of the park. Who doesn't want to be gifted $27 French bar soap? I was also served this ad for this other soap brand that looks ridiculously luxurious that I haven't tried, so I can't like fully recommend it, but it really intrigued me. And the brand was called Ume. Maybe it's pronounced Ume. It's like U-M-E. And it's like structural. It's like architectural. And it just sits in like this vessel and you just rub your hand on it. It's like instead of picking up the soap and rubbing the soap into you, you adapt your life and you modify your body for the soap and you just rub the brick of soap. Crazy concept, and I want it. Okay, and I will share one more brand that I haven't tried, but I have just been so curious about, and I've seen it all over Instagram, is Kindred Black, which is like that refillable oil that comes in those beautiful like hand-blown glass vessels. I don't even know what to say about this brand because, again, I haven't tried it. I feel like this episode is just evolving into things I see on Instagram and like save, but I do feel like those are the things that make the best gifts. So if anyone who is going to gift me something is listening to this episode, now you know what's in my cart. Let me tell you what I am gifting. So every year I like to get my boyfriend a new fragrance, and usually it's a reflection of like something that he's tried and loves. And he had a new obsession this year. I am also obsessed with it. It didn't come out this year, and I think I've had a sample of it since before 2023, but I finally like gave it to him a few months ago, and he has been wearing it every single day. And that is Maison Cyr Cologne de Figuier. Now, I finally realized why I'm so obsessed with this scent. It's the type of scent that I smelled as a teenager and always wanted to date somebody who smelled like that, and always wanted somebody who smelled like that to be attracted to me. And I feel like I'm healing like my inner teenage child by having a boyfriend who wears this scent, because I would specifically like rip out inserts in magazines that felt like other iterations of this fragrance. It's so like sexy in like a very, very mass appealing way. Like there's nothing about it that is like, wow, you have never smelled something like this before. Yeah, it's healing a wound for me, I think, but it smells so good on him. And what is different and unique about it is that it does have this overdose of fig. So unlike something like Polo Blue or, you know, like Chanel Allure Homme Sport, or like these more like traditional sort of like freshy colognes, this feels very green and dewy while it still feels like musky and crisp and fresh at the same time. And I want to give the disclaimer that this is not in any way like Sauvage or these more like Cedre Amber, like body gel kind of like masculine smells. It's very smooth and crisp. Okay, somebody wrote that they're looking for a gift for a guy who loves Rose Ikebana on them, but they want something a little bit more masculine. What makes Rose Ikebana so special is one, Jean-Claude Elena, but two, it is the rhubarb and the cassis notes in there. So I feel like you should stick with Jean-Claude Elena, but maybe do a note that is sort of like a cousin of rhubarb or a cousin of cassis, like maybe a grapefruit situation, which leads me to something like Terre d'Hermes. I feel like that's a very good like his and her compliment. Or you could go into like Frederick Malle with like Cologne Bigarade. You could do something more like classic, like Eau d'Orange Vert, which is another Hermes scent, but again, has a sort of like similar citrus feel. You could do something more grapefruity like Dior Homme Cologne, which also has a similar soapiness, but again, instead of like that blackcurrant rhubarb, it's going to lean into the grapefruit. If you want to lean into the rhubarb direction, I would recommend Marc-Antoine Berrois Encelade, which is a very sort of like niche kind of rhubarb. It's very like hay-like, vetiver. It's tart, it's sour, it's green. It's an interesting, odd, definitely niche-feeling masculine rhubarb. Somebody asked for my best affordable recommendation, and I feel like a broken record at this point, but I gotta recommend the Body Shop Full Iris. This was an iris that really took me by surprise. It's less Glossier U and more like Juniper Sling, Angelique Sous la Pluie. There's a big, big juniper berry note, and it kind of reminds me of, like I said, those two fragrances, if you like them, if you like Eccentric One, I think you would like this one too. And I believe a 75 milliliter bottle is $45. The sillage and projection and like staying power, sure, they could be a little bit better. But for that price point, I feel like it's a great fragrance to keep at your desk, to keep in a locker, to just keep in your purse. Really good value for that under 50 budget. And I have a special treat for everybody listening. We have one more holiday gift, a surprise you've never heard before. For the first time ever on mic, my boyfriend has requested to make a special appearance. So Felipe, welcome to the perfume room.
It's my pleasure.
You can speak louder.
Was it my request? Did I request this?
Yeah, you just said, I'll come on the podcast. And I said, really? Do you want to? And then you're like, okay.
Yeah, I want to be on the podcast.
My question for you is, as my boyfriend, you have received lots of good gifts, good fragrant gifts from me this year. What have been your favorite and what is most worn in your collection?
Well, there's a lot to choose from. Recently, I've been wearing Cologne de Figuier by Maison Sur.
So you walked in after I was telling everybody about how you love this fragrance and how I just gifted it to you. But this is good. Can you tell everybody what about it you like?
I love that it's a just a classic masculine kind of fragrance. It just smells amazing for a really long time, and it's kind of a powerhouse, and it's still just feels classic, feels familiar.
Beautiful. Okay, but you do get some good, interesting niche fragrances from me too, because when I met you, you were wearing Bleu de Chanel. You love a good like classic freshie, right? And I think that's why Cologne de Figuier speaks to you so well, and I love it too. Like, I can try the most complex, niche, odd things all day. I still love Bleu de Chanel. So what are some of the more maybe complex or odd or obscure fragrances in your collection, maybe that I've gifted you since this is a gift theme, that you have enjoyed wearing?
Probably for me, I think it's ink is probably the most, Acro ink, yeah, is probably the most out there. It's kind of feels industrial to me, and it's kind of like metallic and I guess rubber and ink, and it's not something I would typically go for, but I like wearing it occasionally.
When I first gave it to you, you told me you loved it because it reminded you of the smell of your old baseball gloves.
We used to put pine tar in baseball gloves so that I guess the ball would stick to it better.
Any other fragrances that I've gifted you that you think people listening should know about, fragrances that you loved receiving as a gift?
I also frequent Guaiac 10 quite a bit.
A classique.
It's pretty damn good. What else? There's also, on a special occasion, I like to wear Sicilian leather. I think it's really special, and it's not a fragrance that I would typically go for, and I love wearing it
and it's just, it's perfect.
The other one that I recently gave you a travel size of that you really enjoyed was the Liquid Imaginaire Bouvert de Vente.
That one is great too. That one is strong and what would you call it, I guess?
I feel like that one is sort of like a classic Fougère as well, but with like an interesting twist on it.
It's just like a strong, like green and woody note, but it feels very green to me.
Okay, and my final question for you, well, this is not like a fun, like cool way to end, but what is the fragrance? We're missing one fragrance that you wear all the time, which is, what is the fragrance that when we go to my mom's house that you always wear?
Oh, Paradiso by The Maker.
And what about that one do you like?
It's just like the zestiest. I don't know what to say, but it's just really, it's so fresh. It's like the freshest fragrance I think I have in the...
It's very aromatic. To me, it smells like grapefruit and like tomato leaves, but neither of those things are in the fragrance pyramid, but that it's very like greenhouse herbal to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you one final question. And that question is, what is your favorite perfume on me? If you were trying to advise someone to get a fragrance that you thought smelled so amazing for a partner, what would you say?
Oh, easy. Benjoin Boheme. I'm sure you talked about it like today, mm-hmm. or maybe in the past. Did you talk about it in the past episode? Yeah. Yeah. So she recently, went out and got herself a reserve of Benjoin Boheme. I'm sure you guys know. And I love that fragrance on her. I love wearing it myself. You smell it throughout the day and it's just so good.
You also have complimented me a lot when I wear Orpheon.
Orpheon, I think of Orpheon as you. Like, I think that's the most you scent I can think of.
And other ones that I can think of that you've complimented me on are Portrait of a Lady, Hane Mori, Annabelle's Birthday Cake. Yeah. I mean, so many. But, like, you tend to compliment, like, gourmands or, like, Chypres or just, like, more... I feel like that's kind of like where you, and Benjamin Boheme is sort of an exception, but I feel like you like when I wear like something that feels sort of like classic Chypre or modern Chypre or just like something like not too sweet, but sweet.
Yeah. I think I love smelling gourmand, but when I think of you, I think, and your personality, I think it's kind of captured in Orpheon.
Wow. Beautiful. Should we do a What's That Smell to end this episode?
Why not?
What's that smell?
Felipe, what is the smell of our cat, Violet?
Well.
It's rapid fire.
Rapid fire, yeah. Okay. The smell of Violet is, I feel like it's maple syrup.
That's cute. Do you think she actually smells like that or it's like conceptual?
I think it's conceptual. It's how I feel when she's around, you know? She's just so like, she just kind of melts into you.
I'm going to cry. Okay. What is the smell of your childhood home?
It's the yellow Suavitel. Absolutely. It's a fabric softener and it smells really good. I really love it. And it reminds me of walking through the door at my parents' place. So it's the yellow Suavitel. I'm not sure what the fragrance is. I just know to get the yellow bottle.
And what is the smell of your hometown where you grew up? Which I'm not saying for privacy reasons, but you're more than welcome to if you want to.
I'd say lime. Yeah.
Okay. What is the smell of New York City?
Well, New York City, you know, because I like listen to a lot of the episodes. And the other day I did get the Nuts for Nuts on like a winter day, just like walking from like to our office holiday party. But that's in the winter. In the winter, for some reason, I was like, okay, it smells all right here. Summer, different story. But I think New York's a little better in the winter. I'll just leave it at that.
What is the smell of our apartment?
When I walk in the door after work, you're usually doing a fragrance review or you got in some new samples. So I think it smells like a department store or a high-end department store. Sometimes.
Good save.
Yeah. I mean, still, you know, it's like every single fragrance all at once.
What is the smell of me?
The smell of M. Sweetness.
Okay, and the final question, what is the smell of Felipe?
Wow, why is that? I can see why people get stumped on that. I feel like it's fresh citrus with tahin, like maybe like orange and tahin.
Beautiful. Wow, Felipe, this was unexpected. Again, this holiday gift guide episode is truly the gift that keeps on giving. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. Love you.
Love you.
Where can people find you? Just kidding. Don't find him. I hope you all enjoyed this special bonus holiday gift guide episode. I hope you found a gift for someone in your life. Definitely get the Perfume Room Lucky Scent sample pack and join for the smell along next Thursday, December 14th at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Happy holidays. This podcast was edited by Joe Leonardo. Music is by Max Vernon, and illustrations are by Israel Rodriguez.